Blog Talk Radio.
Who the hell is it? God damn it. Get my fucking count. Oh, man, this better be stinking important.
Hey, who is that?
Hey, who? Oh, hey, guys. What's up?
Hey,
come on in. It's Benjamin.
Hey,
it's his birthday, and he's brought Mary and Grace.
The following program is intended for mature audiences. Listener discretion is advised.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Ignition! Episode 46.
Freestyle.
Featuring Greg Swartzen,
Cypher,
Benjamin, Kenobi,
Comedy,
and Mary Meow Mittens. Also,
Intra,
Stephanie Galloway,
DJ
Big Stu,
in depth
New York.
Program starring Nick Furious
and Ben.
Hey! Happy birthday!
It's actually in Ben today. Happy birthday to Benjamin. He is.
Hey, what's up? How's everybody doing tonight?
This is great, man. Welcome to episode 46 of Rips and Raps, the Whistle and Diction program, starring Nick Furious and his merry band of friends and crazies.
Is this a broadcast? Is it a broadcast?
It's a broadcast because it's a program and a podcast. Coming at you each and every week at ripsandraps.podomatic.com. That's ripsandraps.podomatic.com or ripsandraps, no, it's at blogtalkradio.com/theliteraryunderground. So many sites, so little time. Tonight we have some special guests. Wow.
Yeah, you are special.
We have Mary in the cut. What's going on, Mary?
Mary Falcon.
Not much. How is everyone doing tonight?
Occupy Underground Radio.
Yeah, we'll be on tomorrow.
We are. We're going to be on tomorrow night. And I think we're going to do a gorilla guest style tomorrow night. I think we're going to call people and then just interview them.
All right. So
random people, phone book people. I don't know. What do you think?
Weird. Yeah.
I'd
probably just stay home.
We got music. Let's play some music.
Sounds like a grand old time. Yeah.
Oh. Once again, episode 46 right here. Tomorrow you can catch the show they're referring to, which is the Underground Occupy Your Mom.
Occupy Underground Radio.
No, I'm changing the name because I don't like it.
Occupy Your Mom.
Yeah.
I was thinking about changing the name.
No, I just say Underground Occupy.
Occupy.
Instead of Occupy Underground.
Underground.
Yeah, I just kind of like Underground, it'll occupy you.
Occupy ya.
Occupy ya. Yeah, that's what
Occupy
it is.
Ya.
Occupy ya.
We got our good friend Greg Swartzen, band with no name representative, right here tonight, playing guitar on the program, alongside. What up, dude? Alongside the rest of us. How's it going, Greg?
Going great, man. Had a good day.
So I heard BNN.
Birthday.
I heard that it's Ben's birthday.
Yeah.
And I heard that BNN, our band, is in the studio recording our album
EP.
EP. Yeah.
Coming
along.
Awesome. No, it's going to be fantastic.
It sounded pretty cool.
We're putting a lot of work in, and you definitely tell when you hear it. It definitely sounds like some real shit.
In fact, when I got here earlier, Mr. Nick Fury had something very hard, long, and black up to his lips that might be incorporated into this album, it sounds like.
Yes, indeed, I was sucking a black man's cock. Oh, wait. No, joking. Clarinet, folks. Clarinet, it is the new age of music. It is the new technology. It is what the kids are doing. So if you're not getting down on the clarinet, you're certainly not getting your woodwind on like the rest of us.
Pick up an instrument.
Pick it up, kids.
Pick it up.
Do you want to email us here at the show, or me, because I am the producer, the editor, the DJ, and the resident MC, but of course I couldn't do it without these people. But if you want to send me an email, ripsandrapsshow@gmail.com. That's ripsandrapsshow@gmail.com. And I'll disperse the Iron Patriot? I'll disperse the Iron Patriot or the Instrument of Death or War Machine. That's it. War Machine's going to come get you. What? It's Silas is in the mix. What up, Silas?
Dog just came in.
Greg had to shut the door. This is real podcasting right here.
And that's a great genuine drink he's sipping down. Flavors of grape, aspartame, bullshit.
Kool-Aid is good for you. Oh, yeah! Oh.
Tonight, we really want to thank you for listening. This show needs more and more hits, so continue to share with your friends. The Rips and Raps Whistle and Diction podcast is awesome. If you're first time listening, we're about to get started on the ripping and the rapping. Well, we've been doing the ripping, as a matter of fact. We're about to start rapping. Tonight I'm the only rapper in the studio, but I think we're going to get some maybe a little singing for a few minutes, maybe a little bit of background. Mary's got some time. She's got lots and lots of responsibilities, but she's putting them off for us.
I can't rap, but we can talk. We can talk to the Ruby.
We got skits coming. We got all sorts of stuff. Sit right there and enjoy the Rips and Raps, the Whistle and Diction Show. Let's walk with Nick Furious and Frank. Tonight, we call the show Life of High. The Life of High. Ben's birthday bash.
Yeah.
Yes, Richard Parker. Have you seen Richard Parker? All right, yo, Craig. 10-4. Rips and Raps. Featuring Craig Swartzen on guitar. Nick Furious on the mic and Mary Meow Mittens alongside Benjamin the Manjamin.
Yeah, that's me.
Yo, if you like the show, get attacked. Addicted to the fact that we fat, step of a rat, but I'm a mouse in a maze, and I'm caught, and I'm amazed that I can't figure out if this shit is gonna pay. So I push, and I grind, and I shove, and I pull, and I'm trying to figure out if I'm dead or I'm living. I'm a bull charging in a goddamn shop for China. You motherfuckers better be ready to spit for China. Spitting the freestyle lyrics from Nuevo. Give me some more huevos. Hand me the bowl. We got some cupcakes for Ben's birthday. He's passing me the bowl. I meant like a real bowl for cereal. Here we go. This bowl's better.
Have your pet spit or neuter.
Rip.
Episode 46, oh yeah, episode 46, 46 feet, hut, one hut, two hut, three, break it down, hut, three, we got the sound execution, you people better be ready to understand solutions, understand solutions, I'm a Rubio fan, I'm sifting like a quicksand, that's right, I'm dead and gone in the center, ripped and wrapped. Y'all better pass it when you make a heart attack. And all rest in cardiac, heart attack, cardiac. Yeah, all the people in the back of my Cadillac. Each and every week you let it go and let it flow. In a hot ass room, living like a sweat though. Nah, again, yeah, here we go right now, this be the reason and I got the answer how, oh, load my gun and hit it back, click it back, to plow, here we go, get it off, I don't shoot no guns for real, but the lyrical mass appeal of these motherfucking freestyles, light it up, yo, like Paul Revere, yeah, my man G.R. Swartzen up over here, and we breaking it down for Savio's birthday, man, this is Mr. Kenobi in the house, like every day, we smoking and blazing and chilling and smoking them trees, yeah, occupying the underground with ease. And my girl Mary, Meow Mittens, little kitten. We breaking it down like you know you gon' she gon' leave you spittin'. Yeah, yo, I'm spittin' up in your face like I'm Terrell Owens. Y'all know I came with motherfuckin' lumpin' luscious breasts, and I'm just spittin' out the rest to be Y'all better know that Father is the rap. This is the number one show on your radio. Oh, 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 oh.
Number one show on the radio.
Turn it down, turn it off, unplug the radio, here we go, tune out some DJs, twist the dial until it breaks, hey, hey, yeah, my name is Nick, I'm a furious rapper, Albuquerque's my shtick, you wanna mess you, I'ma cut you with a Vic, that's a little bit of something coming from my ick, icky side, licky side, up and down, sour side, yo, you wanna get a sour patch with your sour punch? I give you a hunch and I pack you a sack lunch for your brunch time. Yeah, break it down for all mankind. Yeah, that's the flow, doing our own thing when we making it roll. My name is Furious, I got it, and my people here. We're breaking it down, you better have no fear.
Listen up,
listen
now.
Up, listen up, listen up. Is a creative show with freestyle rhymes, over beats, lots of good music, great guests, awesome banter, skits, improv, humor. Sometimes we play with ourselves, other times we scratch ourselves, other times we scratch each other.
Things happen. What happens in the studio stays in the studio.
Exactly. You know what they say about riffs and raps? They say it, they say it, they say it. They say whatever goes down in here stays in here, so have no fear. Mike Rocketeer, pass me a beer. Pass it over here. Come and throw a cheer. Do it all year. Pass me a chair and slip it under. Oh, we got my man Ben, man. He raining down like thunder. But we gotta make it happen with the Rick the Rap. Outfashioned, outdated. You are Stargate captains. Yeah, Jordy LaForge handing you your Reading Rainbow sticker. Y'all motherfuckers are slicker. I'm wearing a slicker and I'm the quicker picker upper. So let me get my bounty, Boba Fett bounty. Ha! Yeah, you know we gonna make it happen. We got Silas on the floor, I think he's napping. We got Greg, he's got his pants full of crapping. And I'm releasing the Kraken up in your smacking. I'm tough acting like Tenactin and I'm crying because I'm a whining bastard baby. I want more microphones. Take it away, Greg.
You remember Underdog? Well, that fucking dog spawned a generation of junkies. What are you talking about? What did Underdog do all the time? He had shiny shoes, and one of his sweet poly pure blood would fall out to him. His dog ears would pick it up and he'd rescue her. Yeah, but what did he do when he needed his super strength? He'd go to his ring. Remember? Pull out a pill, pop it. Holy shit, you're right. He's a little fucking speed freak.
Yo, what up? We got DJ Big Stu on the line. What's going on, man? Welcome to the Rips and Rap Show. How are you tonight?
I'm good, man. Thanks for having me, family, man. Thank you. It's a pleasure to be with you, man.
Well, we appreciate your interest in the show. Tell our listeners, again, you're listening to the Rips and Rap Show with Nick Furious and friends. Tonight, one of our guests. Tell us where you're calling from. You're in New York, right? Where are you at?
All of New York, man.
Where? So, you're a New York guy, you're into a little bit of everything, I know that you're putting together, or you have a movie set to be released called East Side Story. That's tight, man. That has more money in it, right? That dude was getting down with some locks and some mace back in the day, if I'm correct.
Yeah, he was originally down with a group called Trouble Next 7 that was on the Stepson label with Dutch Express and Miss Jones, and they was out back then. Back in the action pack in the bunch. It was the Die Hard, the Rock, a couple Dive that was out there, Earth Coming, and Drag On, and a few of them that was that became later on, they all went their own way. Yeah, they all went one click back in the early, early days, a lot of underground noise.
So, is this movie already, excuse me, is this movie already out? Has it been released yet?
No, it's going to be released in June. It's still, right now, we're still, like, putting the score to it, just going over little touches, but it's going to be released the second week in June. And, yeah, it's definitely coming out. That feels interesting, man. We're feeling real good about it.
That's nice, man. Congratulations to you and all the people involved in your project, your product. I know you also, obviously, DJ Big Stu, you're doing the mixtape for the album, like the soundtrack, if that's correct.
Yeah, the mixtape is actually already out at onedotpimp.com. It just went live about 2 weeks ago. It's just a little, like 7,000 downloads right now. It's really good. It's got a Pushy T, it's got Kid Reason on it. It's got a whole bunch of cash in these columns, you know, to put down that in these columns now. See how, you know, how it gets down and out.
Oh, yeah, your neighborhood. Well, that's where hip-hop got started, you know, getting down in the five boroughs. You know, I'm from New Mexico. You know, it's not anywhere near New York, but we got a lot of love for underground out here. And we're really appreciative of you getting on the show via...
It's hip-hop all over nowadays, no matter where you at, you know?
It's true.
They got cats out in Mexico throwing it down.
Man, everybody's all over, and that's what it is. It's all global now, and that's why connecting with people like yourself, known as an urban filmmaker as well as a DJ. Now, tell us a little bit about, you know, we have another minute or two on the show. I want to talk to you about what is your process for the mixtapes that you go through as a DJ. What are you doing to put those out?
Mostly, I'm mostly a mixtape DJ that's known for dealing with a lot of unsigned artists. Like a lot of DJs want to keep going on and hurry up. I think that's easy to get them to download themselves. And when I feel the unsigned dudes, I specialize in that. I deal with dudes that I believe that my process is the old process, like Tracy Crocker,
nice.
And like the olden days. I want to be the first person to play something. I want you to hear from me first. As opposed, I want to play everything that everybody else is playing. So I want to be the first person that gave this person that exposure. If I can.
So you're pushing the boundaries with new artists, trying to break somebody into that role. Name some of the artists on this mixtape for East Side Story, where dreams become nightmares. So tell us a little bit. Tell us who's on that.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
No, go ahead. Just tell us who's on that. Some of the artists on that album.
Oh well, you got Old Money, you got El Casino, you got the Team Hunter Street, you got Fresco, you got Yeah, I'm gonna try to get that real cigar for the whole 28-5 movement. And that's Tony Fox, G3, we got Pusha T. We got Tony Stans. Yeah, we got two females, we have Flames.
Nice.
And we have, Flames, T-T-Night. They, you know, they be compared to the last female rapper, and they compare her to them, because she feels big fun as well. So that's a female big fun.
Well, tell the listeners on the Rips and Raps program where they can download or find or delve into you. You got website, email, you know, SoundCloud. I know you have an address at datpiss.com. Tell us what it is, man.
Yeah, you go to East Side Story movie mixtape.datpiss.com, and you can also get it on SoundCloud, get it on, it's actually everywhere. This is mixtape.com, it's actually Mike right now, it's probably everywhere. Coast to Coast mixtape, you can get it at. You can get it on our website, www.beastnewradio. You can follow us at beastnewradio on Twitter, follow us at beastnewradio on Facebook.
Nice. Well, you know, look, I'm gonna hold you to that, Big Stu. I'm gonna go ahead and let the listeners know. We'll have a giveaway. When you guys get that movie ready to go, you shoot it over my way, and we'll make sure some of our listeners get a chance to cop a copy of that and support what y'all are doing out there in New York, man, and representing. Hey, it's a pleasure to talk to you, and of course, good luck in your progression, and I hope everything works out, man. Much success to you.
Thank you, man. Thank you, bro. Thank you for having me, man. Thank you for letting us spread the word. It was a real pleasure being on your show, man.
I appreciate that. One love and much respect. I will send you a copy of the link to your phone when we get this thing all finished and edited up tonight. Right now, I'm just doing it live, and then I'll upload it to ritsandraps.podomatic.com, or you can catch us on blogtalkradio.com/theliteraryunderground, which I know you've been on a show on that on the Literary Underground already, so this is the second time.
No.
All right, man. Thanks so much, DJ Big Stu in the mix. You're listening to Rips and Raps. Keep it locked right here.
You're listening to
You're listening to Rips and Raps, the Whistle and Dixon program, with Nick Furious
and friends.
Hi, guys. You're my friends.
You're my friends.
Let's take this opportunity to do something really cool, and let's sing happy birthday to our good friend, Ben. Are you ready?
Yes.
Yay.
Or play it.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you, Ben. Happy birthday, dear Benjamin
Xavier Kenobi Vogue. Happy birthday to you. Remember, the only airline to fly nowadays in this recession is going to be Delta. Delta, where our motto is, doesn't ever leave the airport. However, you'll never have to pay a bag fee, and you'll never have to wait to have to wait. Here at Delta, we have employees who will tell you exactly how much they love you. Yeah.
Say what I fucking told you to say right fucking now on the camera, right now. Say how much you love this company.
They will not lose
your
bag.
They
will not lose your bag.
I'm scared.
The captain has turned on the non-smoking sign, if this is the 80s,
and
the fasten your seatbelt sign as well. So please, buckle up. We're on our way to Rips and Raplandia.
What are we not smoking?
Delta doesn't ever leave the airport. That was a Southwest plane flying by. Bye. See you.
I don't want to go anywhere.
See you.
I almost died recently. A little advice. Do not go on the internet and try and save money on your flights.
Well, it's
cheap for a reason. I get there's not even a name on the plane. And it's just a guy in goggles. Let's go this way. Every time, mechanical problems. And they're so dumb that they tell you exactly what's wrong. They're not like the big guys, you know? They're very professional. They have a problem, very discreet. We're having mechanical difficulties, everybody, but just sit tight. Gonna get this problem fixed, get you to your destination as quickly, but more importantly, safely as possible. I'm on this piece of crap airline. We're on the runway, about to take off. Good thing we didn't take off. The left engine isn't working. We're going to try and get fuel from the right engine to left engine. So if everybody could just lean to the left. Okay, we're going to have to get a mechanic out here to take a look at this. I'm thinking a mechanic on a jet plane should be serious business, right? Guy in a clean jumpsuit, military haircut, MIT degrees. Not a mechanic. Not a guy when he gets the call is doing bong hits in his shop 5 minutes before. That's exactly what they sent out. A white guy with dreadlocks. So you know he makes a lot of bad decisions. This guy's on the plane for 2.5 hours. The pilot comes back. Good news, everybody. They say we're ready to go. Who's they? Is the dreadlock guy they? They don't look that bright. Are they coming with us? They're going home by car. Once you're up there, everybody complains about babies crying. But that's what they do. Babies cry. The kids that bother me are the ones that can talk. Because they say out loud all of the fears I'm trying to suppress on this death-defying flight back home. Like, all right, liftoff. I hope this is cool. Kid pops up behind me. What's that noise? We're really, really high. That man talks like a lady. We're gonna die! We're gonna die!
Well, it started out down a dirty road. Started out all alone.
And welcome back to episode 46 of Rips and Raps, the Whistle and Dixon program. featuring and starring yours truly, Nick Furious. Tonight, we're also starring our good friend, Benjamin, whose birthday it is.
It is.
Happy birthday.
I'm saluting the microphone.
He is, and he's playing with himself at the same time.
I'm cool.
We also, we lost... I'm sorry. You got to be right here to talk. Talk this way. Talk from here that way. There you go. We lost Mary. We lost Mary.
Yeah.
But thank you for stopping by.
Right. And hanging out with me on my birthday.
A lot of people don't even call on people's birthdays, even though they say they might call.
Right.
And that they want to hang out on people's birthdays, and then they just don't ever call. It's kind of weird.
And who do I get to hang out? I get to hang out with Nick and Greg and Mary, Annalena and the real Pete.
That's right. And speaking of which, thanks to Greg Swartzen. You're hearing him in the background playing guitar alongside this music. Doing a great job, buddy.
Thank you.
Well, big shout out to Elena J. Roche and Kiera. Of course, big shout out to CT out there in Michigan.
Right.
Big shout out to Sam West, to Good Green. Big shout out. Oh, this weekend, Bama No Name has an amazing show with Good Green and Mondo Vibration, and I believe American Slang. It is a private show, but we're looking really forward to it. Big ups to those bands. We're excited to be blessed on the stage. Bama No Name's gonna kill it. We're ready to get down.
You know, and then all of those guys, Mondo, American Slang,
a lot.
They're all playing with Reviva at the end of June, right? And that's when Christoph comes back, and I'm looking forward to seeing that because I've never seen Reviva with
Chris. Chris has been in the Peace Corps, of course. Another lovely local band, Reviva. We love them all. Go support some. Of course, again, VNN got some shows coming up. The Dam Bar, the 15th of June as well. We'll let you know as we go on this show and also on the Occupy Underground show on the Block Talk Radio. So
shout out to Loki too on Batwings for Lab Rats. Who's not
that's right.
To be on the show.
Our anymore. Old. Do you remember Loki? If that's you've been a fan of the show for any more than about 5 episodes, Loki was around us doing this show with us till recently. Big ups.
Big new album in the works for him, keeping him real busy.
Yeah,
hoping to hear good stuff come out of him. You know,
definitely a lot of good bands. Burned It Down. Hate to toot our own horn, but dang, good love and big ups to Sean Smock, Fire Hydrant Records, for putting it down for BNN, doing our recording. He's a really talented guy, and actually I met him through Brandon and Batwings. So he has always been supportive. Fire Hydrant Records or Fire Hydrant Studios, check him out. Sean Smock on Facebook, but you can't use these tracks. Ben are sounding amazing for being in this the whole flow. Big ups, Epic, John, Kevin, and you know, myself and Mary and Grace and Codebreaker and JT and Julian and everybody who's really been involved in this process because we've been doing some good things. Okay, we're about to get back to the ripping and the rapping, so you stay right there.
We now bring you Pod People, a weekly artist spotlight where we showcase artists we know and love in our community. Tonight's special guest, Stephanie Galloway. Stephanie, how are you?
Good. I'm feeling good today.
You're looking great. You have a dinosaur on your shirt.
Yeah.
And I know you were nervous about the interview, but don't worry. We'll have a safe word. If this ever gets weird, just say watermelon, okay?
All right.
Is that, I mean, you're... Okay. You're not done. Okay. I thought you were ready. Like, I'm it. I'm done. I'm finished. Stephanie, tell us a little bit about your art. I know you have you're an artist, so tell us about what you do as an artist, first off.
Well, I've been doing art since I was... just like very small, and I'm from Santa Fe, and you know, going down Canyon Road was like a big influence on me, inspiring me, seeing that there was people that could actually, you know, make a living doing this and were able to share it, and it was just, art was really always accessible in my life, so I think that's influenced me a lot.
And I like your work. It's appealing. It's real easy to like. Tell us what kind of formats you work with, or what's your medium?
I use mostly acrylics, but I kind of like to mix that up with photography and also collage. So I like to do that, but I also like to make sculptures out of recycled materials.
I've seen some of those. They're cool. Do you have a favorite recycled sculpture person or thing?
Well, I was for a while visiting this thrift stores and stuff for broken toys because there's a lot of those around that just end up in the landfill eventually because, you know, kids can be rough on toys and they get broken easily. So I kind of like to mix them up and, you know, with the roles, like there's like boys' toys and girls' toys that they like to play with, but I kind of like to mix those, like dinosaurs with like Barbie dolls' heads. so, like, kind of stuff like that, like, mix it up.
Dino Dog.
Yeah.
That is so, yeah, that is actually pretty cool. So you can take different mediums and mash it up.
Yeah, like to mix things up.
Like our former guest, DJ Big Stu, doing the mix tape.
Yes.
With, like, artistic endeavors. Beautiful. I love that a lot. I'd like to know, what is Free Art Fridays?
Well, I had found out about this Free Art Friday. It's an international movement.
It is? Okay.
And, you know, it's not a brand new concept, but artists have been leaving art out for free for, like, a while. But this artist, My Dog Size in England, started it up, like, in 2008 with, like, a Flickr account. He was posting pictures of the art he would leave out in public for any passerby to take. So basically it's a way for artists to share their work and promote themselves without, when they're, you know, not being in a gallery per se, but, and it's more accessible to the public, to people who may not have come across art in their daily life begin with. So it brings more accessibility to everyone, you know.
We take it for granted. A lot of people, though, don't really have art in their lives. They don't know what it is to make music or create a piece of art or paint or take a picture or anything.
Mm-hmm.
So you're giving people an opportunity to just do it, like guerrilla art.
Yes. It's basically very free form. The only rule really is that the art can be taken away from its spot without damaging the environment that it's at. So the passerby can take it home. So in that sense, it's a little different than most street art that's done, you know, where it's like a permanent sticker or a drawing on a wall. It's not necessarily like that. It's like, it doesn't necessarily have to be a canvas, but it's something that the person that sees it can take with them.
That's beautiful.
So the way it's done is you put a tag on it that says Free Art Friday, take Albuquerque, and the other side usually says, like, take me, I'm free. So that the person knows that, you know, when they can have it,
and does this take place every week, and where does it take place?
Well, it takes place all over, anywhere in Albuquerque.
So you just do it yourself whenever you're...
Yeah, and, you know, there's a lot of... Anybody can be involved leaving it out. But we have a Facebook page, Free Art Friday Albuquerque, and it's kind of turned into a treasure hunt, in a way, art hunt, where, like, people check in for clues on where to find it in Albuquerque, like visual or verbal clues or a little bit of both. So we have followers on there that are, like, collecting stuff already, and we have people check in occasionally that they found a piece and are very happy and grateful for that. So anybody can really do it.
That's like the Where's Waldo of art treasure hunting.
Yeah.
Look, there he is. Oh, he just ran off. Someone took him. That's the beauty of Free Art Friday, is that other people end up with this art, and it's living and breathing and moving around and changing, changing hands. Also, speaking of galleries and stuff, you have a show coming up. Tell our listeners before we get out of here where your show is, when your show is, and if they can find you online or if you have a website specifically they can catch you.
Yes, I'm the featured artist at Winning's Coffee Company, over on Harvard near the university area, for the whole month of June. The opening is June 7th from 6 to 8.
June 7th, 6 to 8, Winning's Coffee House or Coffee Shop or Coffee Place. The spot where all the hippies hang out. One love all my hippies and homies. You never cannot go there and not, like, run into people and say hi and smoke a cigarette and see a dog and
everybody's super friendly.
Super. We're gonna give a shout out to Winnings, actually. You know, my dad's been going there for like 20 or 30 years, since I was a kid, I remember, since we've been in this town. So big ups to local businesses. Big ups to your show. Tell us again when that is.
It's the whole month of June, but the
whole month of June.
June 7th, 6 to 8 at Winnings.
So awesome. Stephanie Galloway, it's a pleasure to have you on the show. Good luck with Free Art Fridays and with your new show.
Thank you.
You're welcome. You're gonna come back, right?
Yeah.
Right, say watermelon, goddammit.
Watermelon.
Oh my God, we're done. Forget this.
Episode 46. Rips and raps. Breaks forth and start in a movement to music. On his guitar, sitting at the bar, drinking a shot of whiskey down there in Poughkeepsie. Ha! Now I'm joking, I like tequila, sitting in the wilderness to get ya, spitting mad flames. Armageddon has come and the wrath of the titan in chains, spitting a freestyle, holding the reins. Everybody knows we're coming insane, like them clown posses. But when I'm on the mic, you know I ain't no glossy rapper. I like it smooth and matty. What up, Maddie? I'm moonlighting. Yeah, I'm Bruce Willis.
I got 3 penises and 6 testicles. That's gross, but it still works out when you do it mathematically. Huh, I never went on sabbatical with my man Jason Lee, but I came back like Michael J. I'm a fox. I go back to the future with Christopher. Where's my buddy Lloyd at? Yeah, where's the people in the scene at? Yo, what up to my people out there? Give him a rant, will you, Ben? He was gonna rant and rave at you, but then I just handed him the bowl, and he got all, what? Wait, it's my turn. This is us.
My name is Benjamin Kenobi, and I endorse marijuana. I think that it helps your attitude, changes your perspective, it gives you the ability to, seriously now, it gives you the ability to look at things from a new perspective.
New perspectives, indeed.
You can get parts of the brain that's a whole different point of view.
Right. That's why we do the Rips and Rap Show. It is our montage and our homage to marijuana. Little Mary Jane, lean to the AC, get up in your brain. Oh, back it up or roll it up or put it in a bong. You can even evaporate the vapor of it now. You can get it in wax, you can get it in another form. You can smoke some hash, that ain't the norm. But you all got these choices, it's just one plant. It's got a whole lot of voices. Ah, I'm a proponent, I'm a component of the systematic death of people who don't believe in this marijuana ritual. Yeah, I'm getting down within the spiritual realm. Nick Fury is freestyles at the helm like a starship captain. Kirk or Picard, I'm picking your brain with a sitar.
Yeah, LB Speaking recommends listening to my man, Rip and Rap, Nick Fury, and Friends.
My name, this is a podcast we put together with Loki's fame. And then he had to go off and take care of some business, so I kept moving on, carrying the torch. But I could never do this show each and every week without my homies from the Occupy Underground Radio Show. And my homies from the Bandwidth, No Neighbor Sandwich. Everybody, man, we like a big ham sandwich. We all friends under the bread, butter and tomato, a little bit of lettuce, butter and cheese with some spread eagle cheese and masochistic butter. I make it up as I go along, a flitter flutter, preach out to your mother. Ha! Ha! Listen rap, son. From the streets of Albuquerque, this MC is quirky, calling smirks, smoldering like Mulder and Scully, ex-filing it, getting down, profiling, whining. I'm the old Wile E. Coyote, clicking freestyles like mojitos. Yeah, you know me, I'm picking my mojos, that's Booker in Spanish. Yeah, you motherfuckers know I came to outlast and brandish. I'm the motherfucking veteran of Peter Pan and Chip, and y'all motherfuckers better be ready to fucking almond clip. I don't know what it means, it's clean, clicking and clean. My boy B's birthday, yeah, keeping it clean. What's going on, world? We gotta keep it moving with that Rips and Raps flow, man. You know we keep it grooving. Had a lot of fun. Coming back to the radius and circumference of Urkel. Oops, did I do that? My suspender snap back. Yo, I get down on you like Snap, Crackle, Pop, Dragon, Snap, Dragon, Snap, Adam. Adam and Eve are all a myth. If you believe what you see and you hear, that's cool with me. But bitch, please, just listen, read the facts and do your homework. Don't just go upon the Bible or Google. It's either way a flugel. I'm fluttering, playing a flugelhorn, wrapping myself in an Amish destiny. Can I say I live in the deserts of Pennsylvania's forest?
Paradise.
Spending most our lives living in an Amish paradise.
Benjamin babies.
Is it Benjamin?
Yes, it's for me.
I want to thank you for listening to Rips and Raps, the Whistling Diction Program with Nick Furious and Friends. Ha, ha. Thank you for coming. Thank you for joining. Thank you for getting down with this shit. I'm Wally Joyner. I'm hitting home runs back in the California Angel days. And I'm getting you in a daze and I'm trying to blaze. Props go out to my man GR for bringing his guitar and getting down like Ravi Shankar with a sitar and a cigar. So flowing it, blowing it up, making it happen like I'm drinking from the cup. And you know, got some great Kool-Aid Kiera made. You can't get pancakes. No, that's not what they are. What are they? They're cupcakes or muffins. Yeah, I'm Teddy Ruxpin, but I'm never bluffing. Yeah, you know I know what I say. The rips and raps is my favorite thing every day. But if we get on this mic, man, we spit it like that. I really wish I had a person that could also rap. Cause me and myself and Irene, I get bored of myself if I just hear myself all the time too. But you know I'm dope, and I know I'm dope, but that don't really beg the question, why ain't there any MCs by the throat? Gabbling, gargling, cock swallowing, joking around, you bitches get the smoldering. I don't even know where I'm going with that, but all you motherfuckers MCs are the wax, better step back. I embrace you. If you you're doing it honestly. RipTheRapShow@gmail.com or hit me up on Facebook and be on the show. And it's okay, man. Things happen. It's a good show. And we want you to know you'll love it. Just come on the show. Sponsored by Delta. Our motto is doesn't ever leave the airport. Delta, a poor man's inexpensive, very cheap way to fly and never get there. Great. Ben. Nick. Mary. Oh. Flo. Ho. Big. Big Two. Stephanie. Free Art Friday. Eastside Story. That is GR Sportsman soloing right now. Dirty. I started tweeting like a little birdie. Everybody know that I'm wordy, wordy, wordsmith. Yeah, the man with the myth and the man with a little bit of a plan. In fact, I'm a stance paragraph rap fit in a mummy suit. Put it in a pyramid under your boots and under the sands of time. Shift the hours, the angel of death is an airwave impala. Make it up as I go, spit it out the pie hole, spit it out the mouth. Yo, it's the same route. Speed of light, yo, I'm Albert Einstein. Equals an MC times two, that's me, I'm square. But I'm also circular, man, spitting a motherfucking perpendicular rap to turning your dick purpular. Yeah, you know I'm so fresh on the mic. I spit a freestyle like little kids be riding a bike, having fun and being free, fresh and lavish. Yeah, on the microphone, these MCs can brandish. Straight at the Southwest, man, Billy Barney. Billy the Kid with this microphone shit, man, it's really funny. If you like what you're hearing right here, come back each and every week and I'll be freestyling in your ear. But we have different guests and different sounds and different looks and different people to play the books. Tonight we got guitar, tonight we got the humor. We got some good singing and my man getting down. Doomerville, Elvis style, like from Denver, Broncos back in the day. I smack you in the waves. I don't know what the hell you just said.
John Elway.
There it is.
Poor Steve Jackass. From
John Elway.
John Elway.
John Elway. Jim McMahon. Yeah.
Ed McMahon.
Ed McMuffin. Football player, but I love him as a broadcaster for some reason. But I'm a Bears fan, and Jay Cutler is kind of a wussy too. Even though I love the Bears and the White Sox.
You're now listening to The Real Scoop with Nick Furious.
On tonight's story, we talk about the phone records seized. That's right, the Justice Department seized Associated Press telephone records. In addition, in Albuquerque, the county approves inmate transfers. Overcrowding fix, only a temporary measure. Plus, the Great Osprey Rescue. This week on The Real Scoop with Nick Furious.
Furious. Peter McNichol.
On tonight's show, we have Peter McNasty McNicholson Johnson Wang. Mr. Wang, do you find the overcrowding issue in Albuquerque jails to be a concern? You know, this measure the county approves is obviously only a temporary fix.
Well, disheartening. It's thoroughly disheartening. It is. I think it's a terrible news. We should be putting most of these people to death.
Okay, so death is your he just gets right to the punch, Mr. Wang. Okay, well, Mr. Wang, if we could stop speaking of your Johnson here for a minute, Mr. Wang, I'd like to speak about another issue.
Okay.
Very dear, the recent phone record seized, by the Justice Department about the Associated Press. This is some deep, deep stuff. Now, is this a violation of our rights, of our sole sovereign right?
They're seizing phone records.
So is it a First Amendment violation?
Phone records are not. It's a concept.
Hold on one second. Yeah, bitch. Don't you fucking talk to me like that. I will be off the show when I'm done, bitch. You better have my money. That's right. I signed you up for two Dickens this afternoon, bitch. All right. You better have my money, ho. All right. Boop. Sorry, go ahead. Continue.
It's absolutely not a violation of rights at all. They should be keeping better tabs.
And that's our story here on The Real Scoop featuring Bigman.
Need I say more?
This show is totally non sequitur. Which, if you're not familiar with the French language, I'm just kidding, it's Latin. It means, doesn't make any sense, it just goes all over the place.
It doesn't have
sex. Non sequitur. Nothing makes sense, having sense with the best of her. Having moved around this world and this world and twirling, my mind is whirling, oh. Put out basic beats, basic, oh. We gotta move and never be complacent, yo. That's what we do when each and every week. How do I keep coming with this? It's an exercise. Like going to the gym, like y'all motherfuckers that do that. Cause I don't do that. I spend my time up in the studio and writing and performing on the stage every single freaking day. Oh, I love it. I eat it up. It's what I want to do for my life. Not just a living, but a part of my soul. I don't want to be caught up working a day job, acting like a bitch with nobody to troll. Like I'm smacked up, act up, people telling me to do things. Man, I'm just pissed off. Why? Cause I'm really not happy. People that do what they want in this life, they carve and copy like me. I want to be like them. Cause they set the tone, make me want to be like them. Cause they break the mold, yeah. Like Han Solo breaking out of the carbonite. You better be ready to carve the bowl, and you better carve a knife for the fight, yeah. You better know right there. There's a whole lot of bull. It's a whole lot of bullshit. Yeah, like when they light it on the porch and you come to stomp it out and get poop on your shoe. That's nasty, man. Who the fuck would do that to anyone?
Just a bunch of jerks.
Yeah, just a bunch of assholes. Ass trolls walking around like the Houston Astros. American National, I don't know which league, but I'm getting down like I'm hiding up my sleeve. Yo, BB coughing, we be off and we be better off in a coffin, not when. Yeah, we break it all down with Carmen. Commentary, conflexuations, conflagrations. The whole congregation is sensation, sitting the freestyle all across the nation. If you knew me, I'd be the red-headed strawberry blonde MC, straight from Burke. Do my thing right here, but life throws you a lot of curveballs. But when life hands you limes, you better make limeade. Or lemons if you make lemonade. You gotta do what you gotta do to push, don't give up. There's a lot to do, so pack up the bowl and let's go and do it.
That's right, get to it.
That's right, get to it. Spit it out my nose, man, keep it fluid. Rubik's Cube, Cupid, Yeah, I'm bigger than Ruben, stuttered, I stutter. Getting in bed with your mother, butter you up, Big Bang Theory. Doogie Howser playing with my grossness, yo, he's listening to my pulse. Neil Patrick Harris is from New Mexico, big up, you know it. This is where I'm from, Albuquerque's where we do it. On the street, yo, it's called what? It's called La Beta, two words, dos palabras. For all you people out there that don't know the cacahuatas, the cacahuates. I'm fluctuating like, what do you mean? He just flipped me off, man. Am I having a dream? He was pushing up his glasses. What's wrong, Poindexter? You gotta be a dick and flip me off in the mixture? It's just been a very frustrating riffs and rants episode of Goonie Shits, where Ben breaks Nick's heart in repeated occasions. If you like freestyle podcast type essentials, Get your war pack. Get your pack on, survival of the fittest, survival techniques, survival tactics. Rip this and rap this, the life of Pi. My name is Pi, cause I'm Apple. That's right, yo. Where you at? Where you at, yo? Where you at? Got a flow. Where's my little tiger? Where's Richard Parker? Yeah, I'm on the microphone, I keep it darker. Yeah, you know I'm about to get up in it. I make your flows and I grimace. I twisted my ankle and my flows are so sinuous. Sinister episodes of this whole mind frame. Jealousy, mind rage. I turn it into a jello pudding pop type of effect. Cause and effect, effervescence. I shake up the Alphoids and stick them in some Diet Coke. Add a little manure and see what happens at your middle school joke. LOL, I hope you like it. I would never do nothing like that, I just joke about it. It's real life in real time, but there's creeps out there. They're the ones you need to worry about, all quiet, surreptitious. All hiding in their homes, on their internet, reading their poems. Cutting faces off of little girls like Wild Bill. Keeping them in their basement in Cleveland. That shit is ill, it makes me sick. These motherfuckers are destroyed from the middle of their belly, man. This country is a void. What's wrong with us? What's wrong with us? What's wrong with us? Yeah, what's wrong with us? All we eat is processed soy and different forms of corn. Agrotechnology, Monsanto, chemtrails in the sky. You can believe me or not, but when this environment dies, you will be the first to turn and say that white rapper from New Mexico wasn't really just bullshitting, ma. He actually had something going on. And I'm not the first to say it, won't be the last to die for the cause. Martyrdom. Yeah, hear me up here. Hear me up with a square. Melon first, $50 bill. It's queer as a $7 square. What does it mean? I just mean that there's no such thing. We're living a lie, facing capitalism. Why? We just walking around bumping into Walmart's third eye. Giving the money, fucking funneling their system, making the Illuminati understand we with them, huh? No, but we are because we complacent and we complacent and we complicit in the actions of adjacent mind fractions. Spitting this out the dome, freestyle, never wrote down in no poem. That's what I think. What's wrong with us, America? The crazy poisonous disease, petrified wood status. What's going on, USA? What's wrong with us? Hey, what's wrong with us? What's wrong with us? I'll tell you what's wrong. What's wrong is I can make this up as I go along. Nobody ever wrote this down, not this song, no. But I still spit from the heart what I believe in. Watching the world die with the world beneath my feet. Marching scene the other day, they were genetically modified. These organisms, GMO, fucking with our intestinal fortitude and the inside of our bodies. In every which way, we're producing too much.
I used to get caught up in everyday life, trying to make it through my day so I can sleep at night. Trying to figure out my way through the maze of rights and wrongs. But like you used to say, nothing feels like it's really worth it.
Oh, never feels like it's really worth it, worth it. This is the last song here, Rips and Raps, episode 46.
Man,
it's just been a lot of fun.
Yeah, man, I'm
really good. And it's not even...
Out of the car.
Yeah, actually, I love it. This ain't even the end, this is the actual end beat. This is it, folks. We made it to the very end. I want to thank my guitar player and friend, Mr. G.R. Swarton. Thank you. In the back the whole time. I have you turned down now, but you know you're still getting played. Hey, we also had Benjamin. It's his birthday. Wish him a happy birthday. Right now, do it. No, you too. You too, mister. Yeah, I don't care. Put it down and say happy birthday.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
I love you so much.
Mary, of course, thanks for coming. You won't, of course, hear anything Ben says because he's... He always talks by the, like, past
the
mic.
I do, totally.
And it's really tall for a hobbit, a hibbit.
This guy's, like, gigantic with a beard. So I'm up here, I'm on my tippy toes, and I got my chin stretched. No, I'm just...
He's on his knees, and there's something about his chin, that's for sure.
Yeah, chin strapped.
There has only been 45 other episodes I've enjoyed as much as tonight. But I really appreciate tonight. I want to thank my guest, DJ Big Stu, coming at us straight from New York and giving us some love from Harlem. We also want to give a real big warm shout out to Stephanie Galloway. Free Art Fridays. It's a great new concept catching on across the land. She's going to be showing her work at Winnings in the month of June. Check it out, starting June 7th or 8th and then on. It's great. She's a great lady. Thank you. Yeah, dude, it's been great. Check out my band, Bandwidth, no name, spelled B-A-N-D-W-I-D-T-H, no name, space it all out, bandwidthnoname.com, bandwithnoname on YouTube, and come check us out at the Damn Bar June 15th, alongside Good Green. We'll also be playing the Amped Performance Space sometime early June, more to come on that, but if you want to send us some love, hit us up, bandwidthnoname@gmail.com. Also, tomorrow night, Thursday night, Occupy Underground, a radio program with Mary Stockton and Ben here, starts at 10 p.m. Mountain. Who's your guest this week?
It's a surprise. We're going gorilla style. We're done.
Wait, you guys are going to be gorillas?
Yeah.
I don't get how that...
We're going to call people and interview. We're going to pick random phone numbers. We're just going to call people and
That's great.
It's my birthday this week. You're lucky I picked out music for you all.
Yeah, and he came to my show during his birthday week. Big news, though. Big news. Next week on the Rips and Raps show, we're going to have Stephen Colbert live from the Colbert Report. Stephen Colbert is going to be joining us in studio. He is flying our sponsored airline for tonight, Delta. So I don't know if he'll actually make it or not, but...
Delta consistently lost more packages than any other airline, so I'm afraid that they will lose me if I take them. I never fly.
They lost my package, yeah. Thanks for listening. Episode 46. My name is Nick Furious, and I'm signing out on Greg Swartz's behalf, Ben's behalf, Mary's behalf. On my better half, Elena's half, Kiera, the whole homies, the crews. You're now listening to the 30-minute rap workout in 5 minutes or less. MCs, this is your opportunity for a quick freestyle. So get up off the couch and get down. This week's 30-minute rap workout is brought to you in part by Scamway Global. Scamming people in a pyramid all across the globe. Buy in right now with new vitamins. Euconuvia. Yes, it's a vitamin and a dog food. Buy Scamway Global.
And a special thanks for all the sound effects to www.freesfx.co.uk, as well as www.grsite.com. Thanks.